Well, good morning to you. It's good to be here again, and I just want to ask you about that tune that you've just heard. Is it becoming familiar to you? The tune from the band, it's called Christ Triumphant. Well, I hope it is, because next time I'm invited to be here, we're all going to sing the words to it, okay? I think you've had a fair old rendering of it. This is the third occasion. But I don't want it to be called my tune, you know. I don't think I want that, but it's a praise tune to God. But it's a great triumphant tune. And it's lovely to welcome you this morning. I know some of you have been worshipping with this core for decades. And some of you not so long. And some of you quite new. Do you know you're equally welcome in the Lord's name? I love the Psalms, and I often find the Psalms quite helpful. So I've chosen just a couple of verses from Psalm 47 to set us off today as we come to worship. And these are the words. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome. The great King over all the earth. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to open our worship together with a favourite hymn. It's Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. And I'm just going to give instructions to the band, okay, because I'm in a position of power at the moment. they do what their conductor says, anyhow. Ben, verse 3, very quiet, okay, just write down. Congregation, no men, verse 3, no men's voices, just the top voices, okay? That's verse 3, all right? And then when we get to verse 4, I've said this to you before, haven't I? Somebody was just speaking to me about the attendance in churches throughout England. In fact, it was the Church of England. They were reading about it this morning. I hadn't seen this, but apparently the average number of attendees in the Church of England currently is about 25 per church. And that's really worrying. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters who worship with the Church of England, that their congregations will increase. And of course we need that prayer for ourselves, don't we? But whether they're small or whether they're more, like we are here this morning, they join with the angels in praising God. And verse 4 says, angels in the height adore him. So shall we join with all the churches across all the world this morning, on Sunday morning, and with the angels in heaven, to praise my soul, the King of Heaven.
Thank you.
it's time for our opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have said, when one or two gather in your name, you will be amongst them. We thank you for your presence here with us today. Open our hearts and minds to your Spirit. Fill this place with your power, your presence, and your love. Help us to be your salt and light in this world, bringing love where there is hatred, joy when there is sadness, and comfort when there is pain. We pray for our town, for those who are struggling in our community. Help your church here in Felixstowe to be a beacon of light for those whose days are full of darkness. Help us to reach out to your children who are lost, and help your church to be the instrument that brings them closer to you. We pray for our country, a nation so divided, where hate crime is increasing. Help your church to cross the divides and unite your people, your children, and be an example of love and acceptance that this nation needs. We pray for the world, a world where man is fighting man, where the rich grow richer and the poor grow poorer. Bless those who are working for peace, those agencies bringing relief to those who are struggling. Help your church to be the peacemaker that your creation needs. We now pray for Paul and all the music offerings in this meeting, that you would help us to use our gifts and use our words, our lives, to bring others closer to you. Bless Paul as he speaks, and open our minds and hearts to you and what you want us to hear today. Draw us close to you and reign in our lives. We ask all these things in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Anne, for those prayers. Well, we need to set the scene, because we're continuing in our holy habits. And if you can just about read it on the circle, we're all about eating together. I wonder, just with a show of hands, how many of you have taken up that challenge in your small groups to eat together? Let's just have a show of hands. How many have eaten together? A few there and a few there. John, where did you go to eat together? John went to the hut on the seafront. And I bet you I can tell you what he had, because he told us when Simon asked him what his favourite food was. What was it? Fish and chips with mushy peas. Right. Anyone else prepared to tell us? Let me just get my walking about mic, and I'm going to the back of the church. Are you waving at me, Kathy? Kathy's group has eaten together. Let's go and see what Kathy's group's been up to. Kathy, dear, what have you been up to?
We eat twice a year, in the summer and in the winter, and anybody who wants a meal has a meal. But one of our group couldn't come yesterday, so we sent the meal home with them. And I think they know who it is.
Did you hear that, everybody? What a thought, that somebody who couldn't eat together actually would send a meal to eat on their own. Anyone else in a group that's eaten together? Did I see some hands up over here? Yeah, let's go over here and over here. There's one there and one here. Very much for that. I'll just go to one other person who'll tell us about the meal that they've had.
I was went to our meal with at the hut, and I had fish and chips as well.
Did you have cod or haddock?
Cod.
Cod. The fish and chips shop near me, you know, just on the corner of where I live, they do a wonderful pensioners meal for, I think, less than £4 or something like that. It's very good. Gillian often sends me there. She says to me, we better have fish and chips tonight. I used to cook once a week. I don't cook very much now, but I used to cook once a week. And I always bought, or Julian bought it, and I shoved it in the oven, breaded fish and oven chips. So I'm really a dab hand. I'm going to cook for you this morning, actually, but before we do that, the young people with Gillian are going to come and set a scene at the front here for you to look at. It's going to be a dining table, I trust. Young people, crouched on the floor there, would you like to come and help Gillian just lay a table, and then we'll watch what's going on? There's a baby with us. It's 4 weeks old, and it's now with Julia, who looks very content indeed. Here are the children. They're working hard here. They've got a fairly big tablecloth, and it's going on the table. A nice white one, beautifully ironed. I don't think we'll be having a tablecloth this Sunday lunchtime somehow at home. I wonder how many of you actually dress your table up when you eat together with a nice tablecloth, or perhaps you're more modern than that and you've got a nice shiny polished table. The children are now inspecting one or two things. They can see there's a tray of cutlery and there's one or two plates that they've got to put round. This is all getting... I wish you'd have told me you were all going to be here this morning, because I don't think we've got enough places to lay. But we'll see how we get on. They're getting the spoons out now. They're struggling with the knives and forks. I'm not quite sure if they're the right way round yet or not. And they've all got a cup and a plate that's now going on the table. If any of you need anyone to come to your house and set up a table, these children are well rehearsed at it now, and they do seem to know what they're doing. They've got a serviette each. It's a nice serviette. It's got kind of coloured balloons or something on it. Coloured circles, anyhow. That's lovely. Have you laid all the places now, Gillian, that you were going to lay? That is super. Shall we give the children a round of applause for helping us set the scene today? Oh, gosh, I said I was going to cook, didn't I? Well, that was an exaggeration. I am going to prepare a meal, but I can only prepare it for two people. So I wonder if you just bear with me while I... Well, here we go then. I've got something to prepare, so I'll just see what I've got in here. And I've got a bowl and I've got a whisk, and I'm really good at cooking. So today, that delight that you all enjoy, I'm sure you had this when you were younger, or even when you were older, you'd have had this wonderful thing called Angel Delight. I'm not quite sure how you make it, but somehow I've got to get this packet undone. You might have noticed that I've got a tooth missing at the front. Kathy took me out to lunch at the Fludgers, and I put a tomato ketchup sachet in my teeth because I couldn't get it undone, and I snapped the tooth off with it. Can anyone do that for me? So that wasn't very bright, was it? I've got to wait 2 months to see the dentist to get that fixed, and then they're even going to close in the gap that I originally had anyhow. So, bless you, thank you very much indeed. So here we go. Hands up those who like Angel Delight. Oh dear. Well look, that's one packet of Angel Delight. Here's the milk, so I'll just give that a quick stir, and here we go. I'm not quite sure how long you have to stir this for. Can anybody tell me? Like, hard? I've got my best suit on today. Right, Okay, well, I think that's far enough. I think that's pretty good. So I'll now pour the angel delight into the bowls. Here we go. Oh, how lovely. How lovely. Now, all I need, because I've just put that there, and I'll just put that there. All I need now... Oh, lots of you had your hands up, didn't you? Lots of you had your hands up. So I'm going to... You're smiling nicely. One person there. And let's have a look. Well, you're laughing. Yes, come up, come up, come up. And would you like to take your seat at either end of the table? And I'm going to give you a feast. Don't do anything till I tell you. Look at this. What do you think of it? What do you think of this lovely... Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Did you all see that? What's yours? Can you just show everybody what you... Oh, my word. Well, here's one I prepared earlier. Does that look like Angel Delight? Yeah. You like Angel Delight, don't you? Okay. Have you got your spoon? You haven't. I've put it there, haven't I? Let's just see what this instruction says here. When using your spoon, you must only hold the end of the handle. Well, okay. Fair enough. Here's the spoon. Oh! Be careful with it. Here's the spoon. Be careful, that's in there nicely. Right, one mouthful only, please, each of you. Just take one mouthful of your... Yes, come along. Eat your angel delight. If you don't like it, just lick it. And it's all right, isn't it? What do you think of the angel delight? It's very good. Okay, I want that spoon. Give me that spoon, please. Thank you very much. Okay, here we go then. Here we go. One spoonful of angel delight. When I say you can eat, a spoonful. Here we go. One spoonful, please. Hold it by the end. You have to hold by the end. Hold it by the end. Well, oh my goodness, that, come on, give me that spoon, that's enough of that. Right, good job I hid all these up. Here we go, a spoon for you, and a spoon for you. All right, eat one spoonful of angel delight, eat one spoonful of angel delight. One. Oh dear, weren't supposed to be able to do that. So, here we go. Here we go. Right, hold it by the end. Hold it by the end. Hold it by the end. One spoonful of angel delight. The instructions are, when using your spoon, you must only hold the end of the handle. You must only hold the handle. What? Oh, come closer, come closer. Let's see if it works. Yes. Yay! Thank you very much. That's lovely. That's good. Thank you all for coming. Or do you want to wipe your beak? Okay. Are you all right there? Do you get the idea? Can I have this mic on now, please? Do you get the idea that eating together is very important? Because not only do we need to eat, but we need to eat in fellowship. And this is a symbol, really, isn't it, of what we've been learning about in Holy Habits. The fact that when we eat together, we do so much more than just that. We think about one another and we care about one another. And eating together is an act of caring. That symbolises more than eating together, doesn't it? It symbolises our concern and our thought for one another. It also stops us from being selfish. Because until someone shouted out, "What about the other person? Feed one another. Feed one another." That was the answer to the problem that I set you this morning. Shall we sing again? Let's sing. Oh no, we won't sing again. Let's let the singing company sing to us before they and the other young people go to their groups. So the singing company are coming up to sing. Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that each Sunday we receive from the Singing Company and their particular part in our worship. But now, as they and all the other children make their way into the community hall for the youth, the various halls for the primary and the juniors, I ask that you will be with those who are leading them, that they will have a lesson, that the children will learn more of you in these next few moments. So we just pray for them now as they make their way there. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. We're going to take up the offering now, and children, if you'd like to go to your various rooms, thank you. Let us pray again. Heavenly Father, we take this opportunity to thank you for your goodness to us. We pray, Lord, that as we have given in our offering, it will come from hearts who love you. We just ask you to receive it and to use it for your kingdom's sake. Amen. Amen. Welcome to you, and if you're not a regular member of our church, then following our worship this morning, tea and coffee is served in the community hall just through the double doors, and you'll be most welcome to join us there. Just after 12 o'clock, there'll be an open-air witness on the triangle, and as always, we ask if you want to come along and help with the singing, that would indeed be appreciated. This evening is the normal, I think, third Sunday, but it isn't the band and songsters Sunday. They were out last Sunday, but we will be having our normal Sunday evening meeting, and those who have come along, and Gemma's been leading us, it's always been an evening of interest, so you're welcome to come along. That's at 5:30 this evening. Despite the fact that Sheila Baker has been celebrating 50 years of marriage to Trevor this week, she's still of sound mind and very and very healthy. And I just take this opportunity of thanking her for weekly putting together this bulletin, collating all the messages and information, and doing it quietly in the background and never asking for any thanks. But thank you, Sheila, for doing that. Take your bulletin home, because it's got so much in there, and we can't announce it all on a Sunday. So I'm just going to announce two things. Firstly, Millie is going on a four-week life-enhancing trip. On this trip to Exeter, she's going to help with building new schools, she's going to help to improve health, she's going to help with new water facilities. Who is Millie, you ask me? Well, Millie is Martin's daughter, who lives in Derbyshire. And so you can see, it's a long distance to try and raise money for her. Well, she's coming down here for half term from next Saturday, and we did have a spare slot in the calendar, and so they've asked if they can have a coffee morning in aid of Millie's trip, just to raise over £1,000. And so that will take place next Saturday between 10 and 12, and there'll be breakfast rolls, there'll be teas and coffees, there'll be stalls, and the money will go towards this worthwhile event, a trip of a lifetime for a young person. Millie will be there, and she's quite happy to tell you all about the trip she's expecting to go on, so thank you very much for that. And finally, just to remind you, on I think it's the 17th, Sunday the 17th of November, that is the Sunday that you bring your shoeboxes back. So if you haven't started to fill them, or if you haven't got the shoebox yet, there are some at the back of the hall. And please, on that Sunday, let's once again make Christmas for young children abroad who get so little. Thank you very much indeed.
People need the Lord, and we're called to be part of that work, part of that solution. People needing the Lord. And the band are now going to play a piece to us, which is called People Need the Lord. And we're called to take his light to a world where wrong seems right. These are parts of the words of this piece of music. Through his love, our hearts can feel the grief others have to bear. They must hear the words of life, and only we can share.
Thank you.
for now to sing. And we're going to sing just one verse of the next song. It's, I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. And this is the introduction to our reading today. So after we've sung just the first verse of the chorus, we'll have our Bible reading.
Bible reading this morning is taken from John chapter 21 verses 1 to 17, and it's entitled Jesus and the Miraculous Catch of Fish. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into a boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net onto the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large catch of fish. Then the disciples whom Jesus said, who loved, said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals with the fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dare ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to Simon, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him for the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all these things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my...
We sing our next song. I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in darkened sin, my hand will save. Do stand.
I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in darkened sin, my hand will save.
Sit down. You had fish last week. You got fish again this week. But you've also got lambs. There's a lot of them about. Look at that poor dog amongst all of the sheep. There's a lot of sheep out there, you know. Tremendous number of sheep. Here's one that you ought to recognise. It's a special breed that's about East Anglia. Anybody know what breed of sheep that is? Suffolk. It's a Suffolk sheep. They're beautiful. They've got black heads. I think they're beautiful. And sturdy bodies. Good wool. There's the Suffolk sheep. And here is a little boy who used to look after them. You can see that sheep is struggling a bit. But the little boy is determined to hold that sheep in place. You know, sheep can be a real pain because they don't do what you want them to do. They get lost. They fall in ditches. If you don't look after them, they eat too much and they get bloated. And so it goes on. And here's another picture of... do you know who that is? No, and I was talking about the sheep. That's Richard. Richard was my lamb. And Richard was, his mother died. The ewe died. And so I reared him with a bottle with the help of my sisters and my dad, who was a shepherd. And we used to take Richard up Grange Road. I don't know if you know Grange Road. We lived at number 166. It's not any there anymore. They pulled it down. And there was a little shop up the road called Stollery's. And we used to take him on a halter, take him up the road. He was a very good sheep. He did what I wanted him to. And can you see this little lad there? It is me, by the way. That little lad there, that sheep's quite relaxed, isn't it? You know, it's not struggling. That was Richard for you. And today, we're asked if we can look after sheep. I looked after Richard, but we also had a part in looking after the herd. When the herd was down on the marshes, that's Felixstowe Marshes, down Ferry Lane, we used to help herd them up the road, actually on the road. And all the children in my road used to stand in people's pathways to stop the sheep running about and going into people's gardens. And then we'd take them up Grange Road and we'd put them onto just beside the vicarage in Grange Road. There's a vicarage road. There's a track that led down to Better Pasture. And we'd feed them. So I think I know something about looking after sheep. I knew how to feed them and I knew how to care for them. One thing sheep like, where's John? Where's he gone? Oh, there he is. Well, John, just for you, one thing sheep like is chips. Did you know that? No. Well, we used to have a great big hopper that we put sugar beet in, and it got a slicer on the side of it, and it was my turn, as often as not, to turn the handle of this hopper, and out from the bottom would come chips of sugar beet. If sheep get into sugar beet, they'll just eat them. They'll just eat and eat and eat, and that's not good for them. So we used to measure it out for them and put it in troughs, and they'd come along on the ground and they'd come along and eat it. Take care of my sheep. Take care of my lambs. That's what Jesus says to us. And of course, he's not talking about sheep. He's talking about all of those whom he loves, all of his creation, all of his children. And we go to the story of, in our Bible reading, we go to the story of the catch of fish. I just want to place it in time for you because it's actually after Jesus' resurrection. And can you see the bottom of the map there, down by the Dead Sea? I don't know if you can quite work that out from where you are. But there's quite a trek to where this actually took place, this catch of fish. The disciples had spent quite a bit of time in Jerusalem, and Jesus had told them to go to Galilee and wait for him there. Now, I don't know whether the disciples were waiting for him there or not, but they'd gone to Galilee, and Peter said one day, "I'm going fishing." I wonder if he said it like that. Because the disciples at that time were still bemused. They'd seen the risen Lord twice, but they were still confused. And then they go. They go out with the request of Peter. Peter says, "I'm going fishing." They were at a loss. They'd really lost their Lord. They'd seen him a bit, but they were still perturbed, and they spent a whole night casting their nets. Tough work. Best time to fish. Nighttime and into the dawn. And then there's this figure that appears on the beach, and it says, "You haven't caught any fish, have you?" To which they say, "No, we haven't." And then John, I reckon his eyes are open because he seems to have a knowing about who this person might be, but not until this stranger on the shore says, "Cast your net on the other side of the boat." Well, they did it. And of course, you know, they caught 153? I can never remember that number, you know. They caught a lot of fish, that was the point. And at that point, I'm sure John remembered the time that he was called to follow Jesus. Because that was the time when a large number of fish were caught also. I reckon the disciples were really thinking back to the time when they first joined Jesus. And there were so many fish that they couldn't get the fish into the boat, so they had to drag the net along. Peter, ever impetuous Peter, jumped straight into the water, having put his robes on. I don't know that he was naked. He'd probably got some undergarments, but he dressed properly and swam to shore. It wasn't very far. And there he was, impetuous Peter, and our Lord had already prepared a barbecue for his disciples. And he says, also, go and get some of your fish. Peter is the one who takes action again. And he goes to the boat, he gets in the boat, and he just finishes dragging the net ashore. And they eat with their Lord. It had been a hard night. They must have been hungry. But Jesus provided the breakfast meal. Breakfast on the beach with Jesus. They daren't ask him. They daren't ask him who he was. But he fed them. Our holy habit's all about feeding. Jesus wants to feed us. But he wants to do more than that. He wants to feed us spiritually, yes, but he also wants to encourage us and reclaim us. He wanted to reclaim Peter. Oh, the smell of that charcoal fire. What did Peter think about that? Because the last time he was in front of a charcoal fire and Jesus was slightly in the distance, he denied Jesus 3 times. Surely you were one of those. Surely you're one of those people from Galilee. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. You were with the man. No, I was not. I do not know him, said Peter. And Jesus said to him, Simon Peter, son of John, do you love me more than these? And Peter says to him, yes, Lord, you know everything, you know I love you. And Jesus says, feed my lambs. And again Jesus says, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And he answers, yes, Lord, you know I love you. And he says again, Jesus says, take care of my sheep. The third time he says to Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter becomes hurt. I don't think he becomes hurt because he's asked again. I think he becomes hurt because the memory of that denial that he made was so poignant for him. But do you notice what Jesus doesn't say? He doesn't say you did wrong. He doesn't say you deserted me. He doesn't say you failed to serve me. He says, do you love me? And Peter says yes. And Christ reinstates him by saying, feed my lambs. If you love me, feed. The songsters are going to come and sing to us now, and they're going to complete the second part of our thoughts for today. The message in this song is that Jesus does call us. He calls us all to feed his children. That's who the lambs are. The lambs are the children and the vulnerable ones. Let's be ministered to as we hear, if you call me Lord, I must go. It's strange how God works, isn't it? Because for the three services that I've been privileged to lead on Holy Habits, I began with a question. Well, I haven't given you the question today, but my first question was, do you love Jesus? My second question was, just like the disciples were asked, do you want to follow Jesus? And now in today's reading, Peter is reinstated to serve Jesus. And so my question today to you is, do you want to serve Jesus? Because if you do, he says to you, feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. They're not real lambs. They're not real sheep, you know that. But will you this week care for those who need caring for? And speak a word to those when you have that opportunity? Because there's many sheep out there, but one by one we approach the sheep. And Jesus says to us all, feed my sheep. In the back of your Bible reading, which you have in front of you, if you just pick up that slip of paper, if anyone's got a spare one lurking around, could they just pass me a sheet, please? Thank you very much. Because just as Peter was taken back, as it were, into the work of being a disciple, I think that's our call today. Our call is to respond to those three texts. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. And as a body, as a group, as a church, what I want us to do is to read this through boldly, if you feel it's right. And I want you, where the gap is, to boldly say your name. Will you follow me as I read the text? Here we go. Lord Jesus, as part of your church, we've eaten together in your presence here in this place, in our homes and in our small groups. Now this morning, you take me aside. Paul, can you say your name at that point? Paul, do you love me? And my heart responds, yes, Lord, I love you. And he says, feed my lambs. Can we read the next bit all together, but put your name in? You ask again, Paul, do you love me? And again, my heart responds with a yes. Yet again comes the words, Paul, do you love me? Of course I love you with my whole heart. Lord, at this moment, I love you with my whole heart. But I know I often let you down as my heart is pulled in other directions, as doubt and fear set in, and as I try to do things in my own strength, rather than relying on you. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, and help me. Be alongside me as I establish holy habits to replace my worldly habits, and equip me as I follow you to feed your sheep. Would you take that home with you? And if that's a prayer that you can pray, would you pray that each day this week? It's a great calling. It's a calling that does demand a response. We close our service by singing, Praise Him, Praise Him, Jesus, our Blessed Redeemer. Let's stand together. Do remain standing. Time for coffee now, or tea, or time to go home. So go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to what is good. Give to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Show love to everyone. Love and serve the Lord, and rejoice in the power of his Holy Spirit. May God bless you as you go about this week.